It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh**. It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than finding out an uncomfortable truth about yourself.
Ooh.
Ooh. You can call in 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Yeah, you can join the chat room. Go to davinsden.com, click on live broadcast. I'm your host with the most, Davin Rosenblatt, joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe will be here. I don't know exactly what time Joe will be here, but Joe will be here.
Well, we hung a bell on his little collar, and so as soon as we hear the jingling, we'll let you know.
It's a shock collar. I hope he steps in a puddle. On the show, we'll count down the worst fathers of the year in our annual Father's Day Worst Dads contest, and Scambusters with Ann Jax. I'm sure we'll talk about other stuff as well. We're toning down the worst this year.
Yeah, as a result of our own internal audit after our Mother's Day countdown, because we just looked at each other and said, God, we suck.
Yeah, you know what? No, I think we're a damn fine show. We took horrible stories and lightened them up. I think that is that's what separates us. Anybody could cry about terrible things. It takes somebody special to acknowledge that these are terrible and still find the humor in it.
They were just, I did not feel good about myself last.
Yeah, but there's so many reasons why you shouldn't feel good about yourself. I find it hard to believe that that's the one that pushes you over the edge.
You are so fucking supportive.
Yeah, you're alive. You're welcome. Thank you. I mean, please. I'm the most important person in your life, whether you realize it or not.
Oh, God, not that again.
Well, I should be. I mean, we've seen your cast of characters, but we'll go forward.
Oh, man. Yeah, you just don't mind getting covered with tomatoes, do you?
I don't give a shit. Most of them can't throw. They throw like fucking 3-year-old girls. I'm not worried. I've seen your cast of characters. Not an athlete among them. And I can still stick and move, baby. Not an athlete among them.
I'm thinking. No, that's not true.
Who?
My friend Lori.
I don't even know Lori.
Yeah, I know. But she ran a dojo with her ex-husband for years. So.
Yeah, but I don't know if Lori would side with me or not side with me on things. I have no idea of this Lori.
Oh, well, no. I think Lori was on my side with our last
How old is Lori?
Well, she's a little bit older than me.
Okay. First of all, old lady. Second of all.
Whoa! Shots fired!
Let's be honest. You keep it well together, but you're fucking old. You put on a good exterior, and I always give you that, but you're fucking old.
Yeah.
Fine. And performing martial arts at a high level, one needs to be an athlete.
Yes.
Teaching anything. One no longer needs to be an athlete. Teaching anything.
Well, Sensei Ferdigo showed us that last week.
He admitted as much.
He was saying that, you know, he would sit back and watch the kids do it.
Towards the end. Now, at his time, he was an excellent martial artist.
Mm-hmm.
But so I don't know if this Lori's in great shape. And even if she is in great shape and could still do great martial arts, does not mean she can throw. Throwing is a whole different skill set.
You know what? That's interesting.
There are a lot of tremendous athletes that cannot throw.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking about that. And I actually don't know. All right, I'm going to have to take my friends out on a field day and see who's got an arm.
Yeah, you could do that. Or, you know, there's places where they measure the speed of what you throw. Or you could go to one of those carnival games where you have to throw something through a hoop. There's all sorts of ways you can do it.
I think I have to take them to the batting cages.
Yeah, I stand by my statement.
And see what's going on.
I am not worried at all about the athletic prowess of any of the people.
You're getting pummeled?
No. Any of the people you keep company with. Not a one. Not a one. Lovely people. I'm not taking that away from them.
Thank you.
But skill set and throwing anything? No. Not worried. I stand by that. As much as I stand by the fact that you would never be able to run around the bases twice, I stand by that as well.
Twice? No.
No, that's what I said.
Yeah, no. Crumpled pile.
Or once. I don't even think you could do once.
Well, I don't even want to try it now.
No, nor should you. But my wisdom. Well, I was reading it. This ticker can't handle it. Now, maybe now you can. Maybe now you got a good ticker.
Well, no. It's not like it was replaced. It's the same one.
No, but it's got something so you don't fucking pass out between second and third.
No, this is to prevent me from dying.
Right, exactly.
It doesn't just nudge me and go, here, you know, this is helpful. No, this is if, we sense dying beginning. Ka-chunk.
Let me tell you something. There is nobody in your clan that I am worried about physically.
Okay.
Well, like, I worry about some of them hurting themselves, or, you know, getting hurt or being hurt.
But you don't know everybody.
But I know enough.
Yeah, I suppose.
So what? Is there like an Adonis, like a triathlete?
No, I'm thinking as a group, though, they could take you.
Oh, first of all, no, because I don't think any of them could outrun me. I am very confident in that, too. I don't think any of them can outrun me.
I'm trying to think. Who's sporty?
I mean, now if they sneak up on me, they got a shot.
I mean, most of my friends are my age or a bit older. So,
all right,
we have years on you.
Fine, but don't make excuses. I'm telling you as things are. I'm not saying 20 years ago.
I think that it would be like luring you somewhere and then piling on.
But
like
how?
Dogs.
How? Is Vegas
scratching.
Is Vegas a setup? Pretty elaborate.
He was
singing to Dream On, and then kapow, we got him. What a vicious ruse!
He stopped to get some of those cards for the business cards from the hookers and strippers, and then it was on.
He was negotiating a T-shirt sale.
That's when you're most distracted.
It most certainly is. That's the time to pounce when I'm in quick negotiations with a underwear under the balls T-shirt man. That is the time to get me. But to lure me across the continent is a little much.
But it would be a good distractionary technique.
You wouldn't
see that coming.
Well, now it won't, because now I'll never.
Now you're gonna be paranoia man.
My head is always on a swivel when I'm dealing with these T-shirts from now on. So I'm not. So I could pretty much say whatever I want. Not that I would say horrible things about the people you love. But thank you. But physically, I could, and I'm not worried one shred. Not one shred. Now, Joe, I can't say that because, you know, he's got people that were, you know, former FBI, this, that, the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Joe's friends that are his age, not fucking worried at all.
His age? Oh,
but Joe has some younger friends.
Yeah, but Vinny could take.
Right,
yeah.
right, exactly. So there are some that have training and expertise.
Yes.
That you would be
in trouble.
Well, theoretically, yes, I would be in trouble.
I think so.
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
But
I mean, just to name a person.
Yeah, that would be, that's the one.
He's got the training.
Because everybody else, beer, and I'm from free. It's like Roadrunner with birdseed, you know?
Oh, there would be something with Acme on it.
Yeah.
It's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, I would, you know, meet me, and boom, they're distracted, and I'm home free. I'm not worried about that.
Paint a mural of a tunnel.
Right. But yeah, Vinny would be a potentially.
Yeah.
But there's nobody in your clan that I've met. Lovely people. Not worried about a single one. Not worried about your husband?
No, he's a pacifist.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen him extremely angry,
though.
Well,
you have that effect.
No, I don't mean it me. No. I mean, I've seen him where I thought, oh, my God, he's what is he going to do? You know, I thought if this was ever the time to see him clobber somebody, this might be the moment.
You know, I feel like it was at the Paul McCartney concert that you were the one that handled business for us all.
When
the person was like standing or something, I feel like it was you.
Oh, well, because I have a big mouth and I'm I'm
right.
just done.
Right. So even Mr. Helix and your brother and I, we did nothing. So you. But I'm still not worried about you physically.
No.
I feel like a flight of stairs would keep me safe.
You can neener, neener, neener.
I feel like, yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm not exactly the robust athletic specimen, but if I was close enough, not I'm talking to you, but...
I feel like you would hurt your own hand hitting someone.
I've never hit anybody.
Okay, I rest my case.
No, well, when would I have the opportunity to?
I don't know, you kids fight.
No, I've never physically...
Brothers and sisters fight.
Yeah, but not like that.
Sure they do.
No, I mean, we
right,
did.
Right, exactly, yeah. So,
well,
please.
He was taller than me, and he had 5 years on me.
I'm not saying you should have. I'm saying it happens.
What he used to do is put his hand on my forehead to keep me away.
That's a fucking tremendous move.
That's all he had to do.
That's a tremendous move. My dad used to do that to me. It's a fucking tremendous move.
I'm throwing haymakers, and I'm getting
tremendous
hit
move.
In the air.
Until your arms are no longer long enough to do that, and you find out the hard way.
Yeah.
Then it's no longer a tremendous move. But up until that very last time, tremendous.
Well, then it was just, you know, we just avoid each other.
Well, sure, because, you know, because now he had to.
I was cursing him under his breath.
Because,
you know,
he didn't have the move.
Right.
The move is very demeaning. The move, the hand on somebody else's head while they try to get at you, very demeaning, because you have complete control, and the person trying to get at you is burning energy and is just getting more and more infuriated, and for some reason does not think to go, huh, let me move back so they fall forward and clothesline them. We don't think that way.
Yeah, no, you don't think that, especially when you're a little kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't exactly have combat training.
No.
I was just like, let me get at him because the full fury of my smallness is invested in hurting this person
it's
right
now.
It's
very emasculating.
It is. It is. I mean, my dick shriveled, fell off, and now I don't have one. It was a tough childhood for me.
Yeah, no, but no, that's a good move.
Back
by,
when my name
good
was...
Good move by your brother because the alternative was him killing you.
Good
move. He decided, you know what, let me keep her alive so my father doesn't kill me. Smart move.
Yeah, it would be a problem.
Yeah, smart move. But yeah, I still contend though. On June 11th, 2019, there is nobody in your life that I worry about physically harming me.
Well, my brother is strong, but he is also
please
one-legged at the moment.
Exactly. Unless we're going to have a scooter race.
I mean, you could run away.
Your brother is strong.
Yeah.
He's always been strong. I remember he used to work out at the gym where I worked out.
Yeah, he's a monster. But the thing
But
is,
I also feel cardiovascularly.
No, you're wrong.
Really? He's good cardiovascularly?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's interesting. Would not have guessed that.
I mean, he would have to work back up to...
No, I'm talking about today. I'm not talking about...
Today?
I'm talking about today.
Yeah, but you're talking about an amputee at the moment, so
no,
that's
you're
not
talking
fair.
About an amputee.
Yes, but he is...
I wouldn't even I wouldn't even throw hands or feet with an amputee, because that would make me a horrible...
A douche nozzle.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Really, there's very little justification. Well, they had it coming. Really doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, even I go, all right, it's an amputee. And it's not pity. It's just there's no high ground.
No.
Unless that amputee is like firing off rounds and trying to kill people. Then you take the amputee.
Then you do what you got
to
do.
But being like in a bar and like throwing words with an amputee. And the amputee is going to be ornery. Amputee, I'm going to talk about this more in my act. But everybody assumes that people that are disabled, nice. No, there are a bunch of fucking
pricks. Some of them are real pricks.
Exactly.
There were some people that were in the rehab with him that I was just like, I should just smother you with a pillow.
Thank you. Now you'll get that joke when I bring it to the stage. I told you about that. Totally. When everyone was like, all over the disabled cat. I'm like, fuck you. Don't discriminate. Yeah. So, but no, I'm not looking for fights with amputees. I feel confident saying that.
No, and nor should you. But if one arises, you know what? If you got a smart enough mouth, you're getting what you came for.
I guess. But again, I'm not really having that many heated conversations with amputees.
No, and nor should you. Complete distraction. Has that shed always been there?
The one next,
next
door?
Next door?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
It
yeah.
has always been there. Since dinosaurs roamed the earth, that shed was there.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I don't remember for that. Wow. Yeah.
Radio Kryptonite, Pit Helix.
Sorry. I know.
But yeah, just to put a bow on it, I think we'd both agree. There's nobody in your circle where I need to them having any type of throwing an object at me, physical altercation. I'm not worried.
Well, throwing objects, I don't know.
I mean, if I'm not paying attention, sure.
Yeah, they're going to clock
feel,
in
ahead. I feel like most of them, unless it's a lucky shot, and we all get lucky shots.
Are you running in a zigzag pattern?
I feel like most of them would throw, here, I'm going to show how I throw with my right hand. I'm a lefty. I feel like most of them would throw like that. And it's not a good
that,
look.
That was, yeah, that's not a good
no,
look.
No, it's not a good
don't
look.
Don't do that on video, where's ever.
A, no, whereas opposed to, you know. You know,
yeah, yeah.
That's a lot more coordinated.
Yeah.
I feel like most of the people in your life, because of, you know, they're just not into play. They were never into playing sports.
Probably not.
And most of them, if they were, they haven't played in a long time.
Ooh, I'm thinking of one guy, though. Yeah.
One guy.
Yeah, no.
One guy on the periphery.
That he? Well, oh, no. I think that he would probably have a good arm.
How old is he?
No, he's older. Wait, is he older than me?
Yeah, I'm not really worried.
That doesn't mean he doesn't have a good arm.
Right, but to have accuracy?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't play baseball with my friends. I don't know.
No, but I hang out with a lot of athletic people.
Yeah, you do.
Right.
Yeah, because you've been on teams.
Right, I'm on teams. Yeah, I am an athletic person. I've been working out going on my third year.
Yeah, but you're assuming that anything would be like above board. It would be like, you know, shall we engage in fisticuffs?
No, I don't know if somebody's packing heat.
No, I think my friends would fight dirty. really dirty.
A lot of grabbing, twisting, and pulling?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think they're getting that close to me unless they sneak up on me.
Well.
And I'm only worried about the one who chases ghosts because she probably has some invisible friends.
Oh, no. I would be afraid of her if she was mad at me.
Yeah. She seemed like a nice woman.
She's real nice.
I think it takes a lot to make her mad.
No.
Really?
No. It doesn't. No, she even says, oh, I'm a bitch.
Being a bitch and being able to physically do something.
No,
being a bitch most often means emotionally or verbally eviscerating somebody.
See, I have, like, I look like I sell Tupperware, and I know this. But
which is something nobody's really buying these days because we all have Chinese restaurants.
And Ziploc bags. But,
Ziploc bags.
But the thing is, you know, a little long in the tooth maybe to be a mom at the PTA, but you know, like, I look harmless.
You do look harmless.
But the thing is that I've got like just under the surface rage and a full background of psycho. So when I do become like completely enraged, I lose a little sense.
No, I feel like this is talk because you were in a very bad situation with a roommate. A very, very toxic situation for you.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to lay hands on
her. No, I understand that. But if anything would push you over the edge, you were living in a very unhealthy environment to your mental well-being. So if anything was going to make you snap, the way she was pushing your buttons at that time.
Yeah, but
that would make you snap. I don't think you snap.
No, I do. Not in a
physical way.
I think that if she had hurt my cat, she...
Right. Now we're maiming animals? Now we have to maim animals to get you to do something?
Well, I mean, I'm saying that if it was, like, really... I had to get physical, the things that would push me...
We talked about me saying things that upset your friends, not me fucking torturing your felines.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
look where we are. Look how far down the we have to go to get you to do anything. I mean, stop it. I mean, I'm a terrible person, but I'm not going to hurt your cats.
I know.
There's a greater chance I would hurt Mr. Helix's toys than I would...
like... Break a cymbal. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Or get his drumsticks and make sure they're a little rough instead of smoothed over so maybe he gets like a blister or something when he's drumming. I mean, really.
How dare you, sir?
Right. I mean, this is what I think it would have to take to provoke Mr. Helix. Even then, I think, I got other drumsticks. We'll be fine. Yeah. Give me a Band-Aid. We got other drumsticks.
Yeah, no, we're not homicidal maniacs.
No, you're not. You and your entourage, you're not physical people.
We're pretty pacifists.
Right, and you're adults, you should be. Yeah. That being said, there's not one of them that I'm concerned about physically. And that's
okay,
fine.
That's good.
That's fine. That's but don't like try to, they're going to kick you. Please, stop.
Well, it was a fun conversation.
It was a fun conversation. And I'm sure they appreciate the faith that you have in them.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of the stories of your friends, which we don't talk about on the air.
No, even if I can't, that's why they're still my friends.
Right. Even if I can't always put the names, And I think they got bigger things to worry about than me telling them that they were wrong in their advice. I think they have much bigger fish to fry.
Oh, yeah. No, everybody's got their own troubles.
Yeah, exactly. I feel very confident. Yeah. And I can continue doing since I've been doing 2011 and pretty much say whatever the fuck I want to you on this show. I feel very confident in that. Extremely confident.
Most 98% of the time, everybody just... Nobody has anything to say about it.
Because it's funny.
Yeah.
But, that yeah. No, your crew does not scare many. Does not scare many. And it does not scare me.
No. You know, I was thinking about it, and I saw something recently that there was some kind of convention or something for people that it was about being scary or something. I don't remember what it was called. But I thought, you know, if I was like an artist and I made scary things, you know how you kind of dress up for certain concerts?
Sure.
You kind of like feel like I don't want to be the one looking like wearing just like shorts and a, you know, "Hi, I'm Dad" t-shirt at a Metallica concert.
Right.
You
like if you're making like dark art, you want to wear something black.
You're thinking, you know, and I'm thinking...
Because you want to kind of, to a lesser degree, live the gimmick.
Right, but I'm wondering, would I? I don't know if I would. I think I'd probably still look the way I look. There's not much I can do with this face.
Really?
I can't make
really,
it
well,
look
you
menacing.
Should, really, your look is selling brownies at Woodstock. That's... you know, maybe pop brownies, maybe not pop brownies, maybe a little bit of both.
Kind of, yeah.
But
yeah.
I feel like that's your look.
Yeah,
that's your comfort zone.
Oh, I always went with Tupperware, but you think selling brownies at
especially with today's little outfit, you got a little hippie, do you?
There's definitely.
Yeah,
I would wear as hippie-ish clothes as possible to work.
I think I nailed it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. I was going with like bead crafts or something.
That's fine too.
Yeah,
yeah,
that works.
Yeah, you were dressed for bead crafting. I don't know if you're dressed for this, but you were dressed for bead crafting, which is fine.
Funny.
That's, you know.
Yeah, but it did. But I don't look scary, and it does.
You're very you're not intimidating. Nor am I.
No, you don't look like, oh my god, I'm gonna step across the street.
No, it's why I can get away with things on stage that Joe can't. Joe's a bigger person. He looks angry. He looks intimidating.
He even his promo pictures look more like most of the time he looks happy. But there's some of them, like his older ones, like he's wearing he's like smoking.
That's
and,
great
and,
one.
And
when he's sneaking into
and
the
he's
window.
Sneaking in.
That's a great picture.
He's no, but
he's
also window.
He's also got the shaved head.
Yeah,
he's
big.
He's much.
So that's imposing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not physically imposing, so I can get away with a lot more things.
Well, me too. I can say crazy shit, and people
that being
don't
said,
expect it.
I probably have a higher pain threshold at this point than most.
Well, I think that you do naturally, and also because you've been at, like, you'll go and battle when you're doing sports. You'll just keep battling through.
Yes, which we're going to get to in a second.
What did you do?
You want to talk about that now?
Yes.
All right, we'll talk about that. Here's the thing. As you get older, it is not always easy to experience new things, unfortunately.
Tell me about this, youngster.
No, but it's true. I like to experience new things, but, you know, sometimes we can't. So what I do is I do the same old shit I've been doing forever and get new injuries.
I find
new ways to get hurt.
Yeah, but that, you know what? As an older person, that's what we do.
So I'm playing ball on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Softball. Actually, we have a game right now. Right now, my kid's got a concert.
Right.
My team's playing ball on a beautiful night in New York for a change.
Beautiful.
And I'm here. So I'm torn all over the place.
Oh.
But, you know, I'm happy to be here. But I love playing ball. I love playing ball.
Yeah.
So this is the second game I've played this year. I missed one game, played in one. We've had a bunch of rainouts. And I said in the first game, I hurt my Achilles running, which is a stupid fucking thing to do. But it happens.
Does it happen? I really don't know. So I'm asking, does it happen if you don't like warm up enough, or is it just a fluky thing?
Listen, I don't know if you're watching the NBA. You're not watching the NBA finals, but there's an athlete called Kevin Durant.
Okay.
He's a 30-year-old, extremely great athlete. You know, all these NBA players are great athletes.
Sure.
You don't look like me and get on the court. they're great. They're great athletes.
Yeah, yeah.
So he comes back from a calf injury because it's the finals, the championship now. He plays 12 minutes, from the late, and he does something. He's dribbling with the ball. Does something, and now they're saying he tore his Achilles.
Oh,
which takes a year
man.
To recover. That's what. So as and I'll tell you what I did to myself. But it's like as down as I get on myself. I'm like, this guy's fucking 30 years old.
Yeah,
you know he's eating right. He's a top physical specimen. And the move he was doing was not an extreme move. It wasn't like he was jumping through the air and he landed wrong.
Funny or something.
No, like it wasn't. It's just the body. It just does quirky shit that hurts.
Absolutely.
You know. And if we were gazelles, we'd be eaten by lions. But we're not. We're the top of the food chain, so we get in a year to recover.
We get fixed.
Right. But, I mean, or I look at a Yankee, Troy Tulowitzki. You know, he used to be with the Colorado Rockies. He's been out for a year and a half. Comes back.
Right.
The Yankees sign him because their shortstop, D.D. Gregorius, is out. Guys, I want to say 34 years old. Again, an elite athlete, a Major League Baseball player. Plays for a couple games, gets a calf injury, tries to come back, re-injures it. Now he's in Las Vegas trying to think about what to do with the rest of his life.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he might try to come back, but the Yankees don't have a place for him anymore.
Well, Didi came back.
Because Didi came back.
Yeah.
The guy who he was supposed to hold the fort down came back, and minor leaguers stepped up and did great. So they don't really have a place for Troy Tulowitzki. But this is a calf injury.
Yeah.
I mean, so... It happens. So it happens to elite athletes. So I shouldn't get mad at myself.
No. I mean, how many times have you heard that somebody had a sports injury and it derailed their potential careers?
Right. And I'm, you know.
Young people in good shape. No, you can't beat yourself up over, you know, shit happens.
So so this is my first, second game. Hadn't played in a couple weeks. Went to the batting cages for the first time, which was nice. My fielding is not as good as what it used to be, which annoys me.
Why do you suppose?
I don't know. I never have been comfortable in the outfield, but I was always okay, good. I was good out there. I've always, because growing up, I was an infielder, you know,
on the dirt,
ground balls. But on this team, I'm an outfielder. And 2 years ago when I joined the team, I was fucking exceptional.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was a goddamn nightmare, and this year I'm still uncomfortable. Whatever. It's frustrating to me to not be... to not be where I think I should be. But again,
is it making it to the ball, or is it actually performing the maneuver to like either scoop it up or jump up and catch it?
It's just judging. That's what it
is. Do you need glasses?
No. Well, first of all, the lights there are very bad.
Oh.
Everybody says it. And right field where I play is really bad. But here's the thing. In my defense, there's no fucking practice. Like, I used to be able to practice.
Right.
Which I feel like if I just, you know, had a couple of days of... And what they call shagging fly balls.
Yep. It's
like when people hit in you. I feel I'd be fine. But that's not an option.
Yeah.
So whatever. So I'm in the outfield. That's fine. So I had two hits in this game. We won. I had two. My first hit was a double.
Nice.
My second hit was a triple.
Wow.
Yeah. I still get all the time I get comments from my team and the other team about how fast I am.
Mm-hmm.
Not as fast as I used to be when I was 17. When I was 17, if I hit a ground ball to shortstop, there was a good chance I could reach safely at first base in softball. Not that fast anymore.
Yeah.
But it's nice to hear these guys. It was like, wow, you're really fast. You can move around.
That's nice.
Especially the beatings that my legs have taken.
Yeah.
So I'm halfway between second and third because I didn't know. I hit the ball in the gap. I didn't know the ball winds up going to the fence.
Okay.
It splits them. Which splits the two fielders, which I didn't know it was going to do, so I took an awkward turn around second. So I'm running. About halfway through, the guy coaching third goes, go back.
Oh,
Not going to go back.
Yeah.
You know, as it turns out, people on my team said, I thought you were going to get a home run on it. So
okay.
But I think the play is urgent.
Right.
So I slide
right
at third base.
Right.
Because I think there's going to be a play there.
Well, that's the feeling that you would get if he said go back.
Right.
You're going to cut it close.
So when I slide, I always slide on my right knee. And the whole, that's why those, I'm always replacing my baseball pants because the knee's worn out.
Mm-hmm.
Which I did not do, but I did Sunday.
That's the excuse you give us.
What?
Why the knees are
well, wrong. That and I like to suck dick. I mean, let's not beat around the bush. I most certainly won't. Goes without saying. So I slide.
Yes.
And I feel like I land awkwardly. Now here, look at my leg, Pip.
Oh, God.
Somehow I got it on the right leg and the knee. I got three scrapes.
And the ones on the knees are just huge scabs.
Okay. All right. Here, that not the unusual shit. Although my pain threshold for it is less because now I'm taking like a leave for the shit. Because
wow. But
here's the thing. Here's the fucking mystery part. I understand this.
Right.
What I don't understand is that.
Oh my god.
I have like a huge black and blue on my thigh.
Yeah, you do.
I don't understand how I did that by sliding on my knee.
Wait, pull up your shorts again. Show me again. No, that's quite a big bruise.
Yeah, like I mean, today's the best day it's felt.
It's like a large shape.
And it didn't even bruise right away, but I felt it right away.
And you didn't land on that area.
I did not. Right. So I don't know how I bruised my inner thigh by sliding on my knee. I'm fully aware.
Maybe you have to show me one more time. No.
I'm fully aware of why my knee and shin hurts. This I understand.
Yeah. No, those are obvious, but where the hell did that come
from? I don't know. I could only assume this is something age-related. I don't know, but it's just fucking frustrating. It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Isn't that one of the hallmarks? That there's one of these Facebook memes that went around about all the different things that you figure out when you're getting older. And me and this other lady were like, ha-ha, oh, this is so true. Oh, blanking on her name, but you know her. Anyway, so one of the things was
your word for it.
Coming up with bruises, and you don't know how you got them.
Yeah, like a lot. Like I said, I've separated my shoulder while I've slept.
Oh, yeah.
I've played ball with two separated shoulders.
Oh.
Which doesn't really make sense. But
no.
And I've talked about, like, you know, you're supposed to throw the ball in between innings. I was playing second base at the time. I wouldn't throw in between innings.
No, because now you're just going to, you know, rub it raw.
And I was also playing outfield, and I just did not have the zip. But yeah, so my I've been in such pain since Friday. Today's okay.
Yeah, it looks road rashy.
Yeah, well, no, it's like, ugh. But I understand the scrapes.
Ugh, yeah.
It's like, and it's like, all right, you know what? You got to stop fucking wearing pants with holes in the knees because this shit happens.
Yeah, no, because the little bit of protection you had, done.
Right, and it's funny because that cloth will prevent you from completely destroying your leg like I did.
Yeah, no, that
but
looks
the muscle, the thigh muscle, that hurts.
Yeah.
I'm like, how the fuck did... And the thing is, I pop up because I slide. I stand up.
Yep.
And the guy's talking to me at third base, like the third base guy coaching third base. And I'm listening to him and I'm saying stuff. But it's just like, your head is so fucking scrambled from running all that running, sliding, and standing up and going, ow.
And the pain.
Yes.
But, well, the pain.
I'm like, why does this hurt?
Because reason you're not listening to him is your brain is attending to pain instead of attending to what somebody's saying, you know? I mean, as miraculous as our little brains are, there's only so many things that they can really pay attention to at once. And pain is like one of the ones that it most pays attention to.
And he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm trying to flex my leg. He's like, you don't look like you're okay. And as always, I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Fortunately, the guy hit a sacrifice fly.
Yeah.
So I could just jog.
Yeah.
Because I really didn't want to run at that point.
Oh, God, no.
But I'm just like.
Do they have ice and stuff at these games?
I don't know. But I'm not going to take it for a boo-boo. But I've really, this right leg of mine is really taken a beating. And the wife's like, well, you always hurt yourself.
She's not shocked.
And now I'm just like, oh, I love playing so much. But I'm tired of these summer months of just beating the shit out of my body.
Yeah.
And I was retired for a season.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was feeling good.
Yeah. And then you had to put the pain, the hurting back on.
And I enjoy playing so much. And I'm still pretty good.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh. So you talk about the pain threshold. I'm just like, I don't, why am I doing this? But there's guys on the team. I mean, there's guys younger than me. But there's guys, and we're playing against 20-year-olds now. But there's guys on the team in their 60s.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, well, I should have 20 more years in me.
Oh, you're thinking, yeah.
But they're not fucking sliding like this.
No, they probably are reserving at more than you do.
Yeah, I always get comments about how much I hustle.
Well, look, this is just how you are. Like, when you're on stage and somebody is being bothersome, you don't pull back and go, well, I'm not going to talk to that guy anymore. You all of a sudden throttle it up and go and become vicious. Rah!
I could be a lot more vicious.
But I'm just, yeah, but you know the famous picture of Jeter jumping into the stands because you just got to catch that ball.
Yes.
I can see you doing that kind of, like, I got to get it, you know?
Yes.
And then think and about the pain later.
Yes. I've had a, like, when I was younger, Like, I would play games where I just softball. Or I could not walk. I had, like, issues with my tailbone. But I fucking played ball.
Yeah.
I played ball. And, like, I've played where I really – I've continued – like, even in the past couple of years, I have talked about I'm playing and I need to get taken out for a pinch runner, but I know I can still hit and I can know – I know I can still do enough to drive in runs and everything. But it's just like, this fucking sucks. I'm like, I'm tired of being hurt. Is it because I'm old and then I look at these elite athletes? I'm like, no, our bodies are not meant to do things. Again, veal lifestyle is the way to go. Because at least if you die in the veal lifestyle, you die quickly and quietly.
And happily, having just eaten a piece of apple pie.
You choke on your own fat, and that's fine. I mean, sure, there's a couple of minutes of suffering. And like, because you're being asphyxiated by your own girth.
That's got to be incredibly unpleasant.
Yes. But up until that point, you're pretty happy.
Yeah. You know,
you've just resigned the fact to go, hey, I'm not a walker anymore. Walking is for other people. Leave that for the others. If I'm going to go out, I'm going to get a scooter. I'm a scooter person now. And look at the cool basket I have. You kind of resign yourself. And people in my little head, like, little think horrible things. But you're like, yo, fuck these people. I'm scootering, motherfucker. I'm living my best life.
Well, you know, there's in the Monty Python, The Meaning of Life movie, there was a character, Mr. Creosote, and he was just enormous and would eat and eat and eat, and he actually ends up exploding. And so
that's a hell of a way to go out.
I'm just thinking.
They said if, like, you overfeed your fish, your pet fish,
they will explode.
I've never seen this.
No, I've never seen
an aquarium where there's, like, guts because a fish ate too much all over the place. I've never seen it.
Well, I guess it must have happened. I wonder if that really happens.
I don't know.
You know?
I've never fed my fish that much, but, you know.
No, because you care about your fish.
Yeah, I do. I don't. I'm not trying.
Let's see. I'm looking up.
Well, what was that? Stand By Me, where there was, like, the pie-eating contest, the blueberry pie-eating contest, and the fat kid ate so much blueberry pie, he exploded.
Really?
Yeah, Google Stand By Me pie-eating contest.
I'm looking at this. It says, it's a myth that fish will explode from eating too much, so you don't have to worry about that. However, there are other health concerns associated with overfeeding.
Sure.
It could stress them, and it also cause them to suffer from fin rot.
Sure. I mean, listen, it's never good to be obese at anything.
No. No. I mean,
but I'm just looking at the, what am I doing? Why am I doing this to myself? I could be eating chocolate cake. But now I can't even fucking do that because you look at me and go, all right, he looks like he's in reasonably decent shape. I'm not a physical specimen, but I don't look like I'm completely fucking out of shape either.
No.
But yeah, then I got this heart bullshit. It's like, really? I got to worry about stroke? Are you fucking kidding me?
There's, Mr. Hillix's family, there's a history of aneurysms.
That's very scary.
Very scary, because it's like this weak spot of the vein wall or artery wall, I'm not clear, that becomes like a thin little balloon, and it could go at any time. Like, his mom had it, and his brother had it, you know, a terrible health situation.
I would constantly be like, are you alive?
Yeah,
are you alive?
Well,
are
here's
you alive?
The thing, and his dad died shoveling snow. So I'm like, or from shoveling snow. So, you know, when it snows, we throw money at it.
That's
I'll be
you
damned
should.
If he's going to be out there shoveling snow.
That's what you should.
I mean, we have cleared stuff, you know, the driveway a little bit to get our cars out. But it's like, I don't want him out there shoveling snow until he drops dead. And it's not worth it. You know, hey, there's guys that do it for a living. Maybe we get a few less things and we'll pay people to do that.
That's a good investment.
You know, yeah, because everybody has something or something creeps up and it's all of a sudden you get, you know, they go, oh, we're going to take blood work. And you just go, uh-huh. And then they come back with something that is like, now you have to change your life because of this. And you're like, fuck. You know, but that's where
I'm living right now.
That's where we get to.
But, you know, I'm not being as strict as I should, but I've given up. I'm eating a lot less red meat and a lot less cheese. So
I tried to back off on red meat. You know, like I think about how many times a week I had it. You know, like
I love the red meat.
Yeah,
can't eat it now.
Yeah, but I mean, and there's lots of things I won't. Like I'm backing off of bacon. And, you know, I know it's not a problem for you, but it's like things like,
you know what I mean? Now
I don't need that.
I mean, fucking Greek yogurt. Not even the good Greek yogurt. It's got to be the shit that has like no sugar, no fat. And, like, Greek yogurt. The Greeks gave us a lot of good things: anal sex, gyros.
No, I won't eat that. I don't know what that is.
It's either you could get you get beef, chicken, or lamb. They tell you what it is.
They tell you what it is?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's delicious. But spanakopita, diners in Jersey, they give us a lot of good things. One of the things they give us that isn't good? Greek fucking yogurt.
I don't like the texture of Greek yogurt.
No. Give me some Danone,
scoop it up from the bottom.
Terrible. So I'm dealing with it. I learned something very unpleasant about myself. And there's a lot of unpleasant things that we all know about me.
I had to pause for a moment. Okay.
I understand. That was just to catch your breath.
Yeah, that was to wonder.
Fucking animal.
What did you figure out?
Well, sometimes you learn about your things at the most inopportune times and surprising times.
Sure.
You know, sometimes you learn things through deep introspection, and sometimes things just present themselves and reveal themselves.
Oh, yeah, I was having some of those moments myself recently, but what did you discover?
So, this is like last week, middle of the night, sleeping.
Mm.
Me and the wife sleeping in bed. In our room. She's got this, when we move, we're going to get new living room furniture. Fucking adult living room furniture.
Nice.
But, you know, now, because, you know, we don't have that ton of space, she had these stackable square things, shelving type things.
Okay.
That she would put her clothes in. Middle of the night, 2 a.m. Shit collapses.
Oh, my God.
Falls on the bed.
Uh-huh.
I scream like a bitch. I scream like a woman.
Oh, no.
To the point, it's like, wow, I did not know that could come out of me.
I didn't know I could hit that note.
She slept through the show, and it fell on her side of the bed. So actually, she slept through that. Me screaming like a woman is what woke her.
Well, who's this hysterical woman in bed with me is what
you're
thinking.
It's hard to bounce back if you're a man from, you know, I just talked tough before, but not worrying about anything physical, pain threshold, still an athlete. Push comes to shove, I scream like a woman.
I'm just picturing, you know the commercial where the guy is soaping up and he ends up, he's using some kind of feminine hygiene wash product in the shower, and then he starts going into overdrive during hyper masculine things, like he's cutting the lawn with the lawnmower, and he's like,
is that really masculine?
I don't know, but he's okay. Like he's on the ride on mower, and he's wearing like, I think he has a sword or something, and he's making like I don't know, he's crushing beer cans and stuff, and he's doing all these crazy things, and she's like, oh, that was close. I'm just picturing, you know, like, so what did you do to overcompensate to show what a manly man you were after that moment?
I said I was startled. And I went back to sleep. It's not something I wanted to discuss.
Crying into your pillow.
No, there was no crying. It's like, ah! like you always want, like, if you get scared, how will you react? That's how I will react. That I will scream like a woman. See, look at you. You're mocking now, too.
No, I'm laughing because I am a screamer.
But you're a woman.
Yeah, I'm allowed culturally.
So I'll tell you what.
Without discrimination.
If burglars sneak in, they better be fucking aware because I will scream so loud that they will have to run because everybody will turn the lights on.
That will frighten them.
There's two women in this house.
No. But apparently that is your... Now you know.
Very...
That's not the most flattering moment.
No.
Sorry.
It's terrible.
No.
It's not, I'll handle this.
You were woken out of a dead sleep.
Dead fucking sleep.
Yeah.
Because there was pressure on the bed.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter what it was. Right. Woken out of a dead sleep by something really jarring.
Apparently.
My dad used to practically levitate off of the bed if you woke him when he was soundly asleep.
Did he scream like a woman?
He would go, "Wah!"
Scream like a man.
He did scream like a man. But he would yell and startle awake. Like he was not like somebody who's suffering from PTSD or something where they lunge at you like they're going to... You know, try to.
At least if I was lunging forward, it would have been manly.
Well, it would have been in combat mode, but wait a second.
I did not pee myself, so kudos to me for that.
This is good.
That is very good.
As long as all of your bodily, like, fluids and
nothing leaked, nothing leaked out.
That's very nice.
So, you know what? Maybe I am a man.
And continent.
Or my Kegel exercises are paying off.
Yeah. Can men do Kegel exercises?
Apparently I do, because I scream like a woman and I don't pee
and
myself.
And held it in.
I did.
Yeah, there would have been There She Blows if I was startled that much.
That's why the tarp is a take-home tarp.
Yeah, I think most people startled that much out of a dead sleep would yell. It's weird because, well, you know, when you and Joe are really battling, you get louder and more high-pitched.
I have a very high voice.
No, but you do. I mean,
people, when I talk to people, they call me ma'am, and I don't correct them. I've talked about it before.
So, no, yes. You're a tenor. So it's like if people...
That's right, baby. I'm fucking hot. I'm a tenor. That's what you meant.
That's exactly what I meant. And when you get excited, your voice gets higher. I mean, out of a dead sleep and frightened, of course your voice is going to go up.
Yeah, well, but when you hear it yourself go, when you embarrass yourself, when you just want to go ugh to yourself.
I'm sorry. I know. Everybody has moments.
And
where,
when you do it in front of people, like nobody can look at me the same now. It's over.
No, it's not.
It's over.
No,
I scream like a woman.
Well, you chose to share it with everyone.
Because it's an open... Listen, we all share uncomfortable and embarrassing things.
That's what we do.
I would not deprive the audience of my pain.
Thank you. If they can know about my ass fissure, they can know about your girly screaming.
Well, yeah, woman, please.
Womanly screaming.
Yes, thank you. Please.
I'm sorry.
I am an adult.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, it didn't until recently bother me if somebody said girls to me and other women, but then I realized I'm like well past 40.
You should be happy nobody's calling you fucking seniors, okay? Just be fucking happy, all right? Stop fucking being a pain in the ass with this
shit. Not that far along.
But you could.
I'm getting there.
The fact that they're calling you girls, thank you, is what you say.
I know. I don't complain.
Okay, well, you said it made it sound like you were about to bitch.
No, I'm just like, I think about it now, and I'm like, is that really appropriate? But I don't come out and people and take a stance, you know, because I pick my battles,
No,
really.
Ma'am is where people make a fucking stand. I've talked about this before. You know, women will get upset at comedy shows. Oh, ma'am, all right, fine. Titty McSlutty, I don't give a shit. You're gonna take ma'am, or would I come up for you? I'm trying to be fucking nice and move my show along here.
There's no place else in the middle. Titty McSlutty is.
If you're interrupting me, for this nonsense, no.
Well, you've
gone from we're having a good time to piss me off just like that. Because there's no reason to have this conversation now.
Oh, I know. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's sometimes where...
And I tell you, the audience always sides with me, too, when I come up with the funny name.
Of course they do. They get it. Everyone has been like, don't call... Everyone's heard and been confronted with, don't call me ma'am. And it's like, is that the most important part of the whatever business we're conducting here?
I don't have
here?
Time for it.
It's not.
I could say, why don't you suck a cock and make me a cake? I could say that. I'm treating you... Your keeper let you out of the house, so I'm treating you as one of us.
God.
But you see how I could turn it.
Oh yeah, no, it could get really ugly
exactly.
Really fast.
Exactly. So fucking be happy I'm treating you as a fucking equal and showing you respect, you whore you. You see?
That's the way you were gonna present that?
If need be, yes.
Oh God.
If need be, yes.
Oh God.
Because there's a time and a place. And interrupting my show is nor the time nor the place.
No, I think that people, I don't know if they've always been, but people are so rude in when they go to shows of all kinds, everybody, you know, there's always that idiot that feels like, oh, I'm going to be part of the show.
Yeah, they're helping.
Oh, God.
They're helping. Thank God for them.
Oh, yeah, because God knows what, you know, it wasn't going to happen without your help, you know?
No, I don't know if these women are taking that approach like they're helping. They're just like, I'm not a ma'am. You know what? Fucking spread your legs. Fucking put your head down on the pillow. I don't got time for you. I don't got time for your fucking social status right now. I am not interested. I'm treating you with respect. I'm doing a show. I will fucking treat you as a fucking pig if you want. Those are the choices. I treat you with respect or I treat you as a pig. I don't have fucking time to do a deep dive on who you really are in the middle of my show. I'm sorry, I just don't. I'm not that fucking interested. And neither are all the other people who are listening to the show.
You guys aren't on a date.
Exactly. It's not, hey, this isn't a fucking Tinder thing. It's, oh, you're older than your picture looks. This is not that. Would you like some dessert? Ma'am, we're not fucking out there. I'm telling you, hey, man, what do you think of this? Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You answer. You don't focus on the fucking ma'am because I'm not stopping my show and the 200 people fucking paying attention to find out your stand on the word ma'am. It could be cunt. I didn't call you cunt. If I called you cunt, everybody would be mad at me. But
right.
now that you've said, oh, how dare you call me ma'am, I'm going to call you cunt and everybody's going to agree with me. So these are the fucking options. Shut your fucking mouth, you whore, you.
You shifted the line.
That's how it works. Yeah. That's how these shows work.
I know.
It's just one takes one fucking word.
It takes one line, and then all of a sudden the audience is, well, it's sort of like, you know, they're watching a tennis match. I mean, they're all on one side until all of a sudden it's like, oh, how dare you?
I hit you a fucking lob.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to go for the ace.
Yeah.
I hit you a fucking lob, and this is where you're going to fucking make your overhand smash. Nay, nay. Trust me. My forehand is much more powerful than yours. We shan't be doing this now. Actually, we shan't do it at all, because I don't want to hear from you after the show either.
No. Oh. Do you have people come up to you and talk to you after the show about stuff you said?
Like, yeah. I mean, they're not usually bitching anymore.
Oh, good.
But, I mean, no. I mean.
Did you ever?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I tell the story. I did the, like, this is years ago. I did, like, a 45-minute hour set. I was headlining, and I had this joke about diabetes. And the person stays for the whole show and says, oh, my husband or somebody has diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Complaining about. And I said, and I just, after that, I go, yeah, so do I. So we could share a needle. And that's my answer now. Because sometimes people will say that in the middle of the show. I don't have fucking time to deal with you. I'm going to say this because if I have it too, which I don't. But if I say I have it too, oh, now it's okay. I don't have fucking time. I just did 45 minutes, 60 minutes. I said a whole bunch of awful things. And because this one affects you, you're going to pick on the diabetes joke or whatever the fuck is. Get the fuck out of here.
This is what happens, though, is that people get, oh, it's my pet peeve, so now I'm going to, like, make a whole deal about it. It's like,
well, this
exhausting.
Is why I've talked about this with the Trump shit. I'm talking about, you know, touching children. I'm making fun of race, religion. Yeah, and I'm just picking on Trump right now because that's the hot topic and that's what I get now. But I do jokes about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Not even the awful shit I say about him here.
Right, right.
But
I
just
know.
Fucking jokes, and people get upset. It's like, fuck you. I don't care. Because you give a shit about this, I have to care. Fuck you. You were fine with the kid touching. And I'll say, I'll call him and go, okay, we were fine with the kid touching people, and we're fine with the Jesus jokes. But this is the line.
This is the line. Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's like, stop it. Like, so I'm goofing on your Lord and Savior and his origin story.
I know.
I mean, seriously, that's what we're doing. And I've done it with Judaism, and I've done it with Islam.
Yeah.
I don't really have any Hindu jokes, but, you know.
We could work that up.
I guess. I don't know. But, you know, I've done it with Jehovah's Witnesses. I pick on religions as I feel fit. So, like, just because this affects you, I don't give a shit. I mean, part of me does because you don't want people to be upset, but I was like, get the fuck out of here.
I know.
Go, buy a DVD or get the stepping. I don't have time. I don't want to be here talking anyway, but I will because the sale's at stake.
People are exhausting.
I used to love people. I talk about it all the time. Now, not so much.
I think that a lot of people feel that way, though, that too much contact with, like, big swaths of the general public.
That's not true.
No. You don't think so?
No. Look at our politicians, left and right. They fucking love it.
Oh, but they hate people.
I don't think so. They're always out amongst them, glad-handing. You have to like them to some extent to want to serve until you're corrupted, and then you're just thinking about you.
I guess. But I find that amongst, like, health professionals, they get to a point where they're like, I'm just fucking done. One of the doctors that I met when I had the problem with my arm, I said to him, you always seem so happy. And we had talked a lot. And he knew that I was just like, I was like very frank. And so he goes, no, you know what? Most of the time I'm faking it.
Good for him.
And I was just like, really? And he's like, yeah, the people are exhausting. And he was just being really honest with me. And I was like, wow.
But he's got a job to do.
Yeah, he's got a job to do.
I mean, we talk about this when we talk about comedy. You know, nobody gives a shit about the day you're having. Get up there and dance.
Yeah, right.
It's all right.
Oh yeah,
I get it. It's like we all have a job that I'm not going to complain about, and he's not going to get complained about because he's getting paid well.
Yeah.
So you know what? If fucking putting on a smiley face to put you at ease to get you through this exam is going to be what's going to be, so he can fucking get his six-figure fucking Tesla car or whatever the fuck it's going to be,
whatever,
or go to the Dominican Republic and not get killed. You know he's going to do.
Yeah.
He's going to do what he's got to do.
Can we talk about that?
Talk about whatever you want.
Yeah, Big Poppy getting shot in the Dominican Republic. I mean. These people.
You should probably explain what happened if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, well, Big Poppy was the very famous pitcher on the.
No.
No, wasn't he a pitcher?
No.
I'm sorry, what did he play?
Designated hitter. David Ortiz.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. With the Boston Red Sox.
Correct.
And he was down the Dominican Republic, which is where he grew up. And he's like a saint there because he donates a lot of time and money to charities and things. He really wants to try to lift the people up. But he went down there, I guess it was on vacation. I don't really know what his purpose was there. And he got shot by two guys.
Well, that was a hit. I wasn't even referring to that. I was referring to all the fucking dead American tourists.
Oh, no, that too. Yeah. But you know, Big Poppy, as he's known, for those who don't know.
And by the way, if you're going to have a nickname, that's a damn fucking fine nickname.
Big Poppy.
Not Screams Like Woman. That's not a good fucking nickname.
That's your Indian name.
That's my Indian name. That's how I'm known now. Screams Like Woman.
Oh, God. That's unfortunate.
It most certainly is.
It would be okay if it was a woman, but not for you. Anyway, Big Poppy is...
Well, one day my balls will drop. It'll be nice. I look forward to it.
You know what? I hope that you have some, you know, kind of party along with it, like a bris, you
know? Like,
yeah. I was thinking more like a bris because it's in that general area.
Quinceanera,
because it's when they're 15, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to look it up now.
Yeah. Okay.
Damn it. But I don't know. This is not my culture.
No.
Oh, there it is. I see the word. That's hard to spell.
Well, if it's Quinta, that would make sense. It would be five, I would think.
It's a Catholic girl's 15th birthday.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but Mexicans do it, not other Catholics.
It has cultural roots in Mesoamerica.
Mesoamerica?
Middle America.
Oh.
So, anyway, back to Big Poppy. I mean, it awesome nickname. And I mean, you know, even people as a Yankee fan, he's a Boston Red Sox, or was, but we still respected him because he was a hell of a player and a nice guy from all accounts. And the fact that he was 10 and it was, I mean, I haven't followed the story that, you know, in depth. So sorry if I have some of the actual bits and pieces wrong, but it shocked me to think that people from his own country, where he is known as, like, you know, local boy does right, and he's been giving back to his country so much, that he would be, you know, shot. Like, what the hell? Even like the heroes get taken down. What could they possibly have against this guy?
Maybe they asked him for some money and didn't give it to him.
That's possible. Yeah,
you know,
I guess
when you're very wealthy in a poor country,
yeah,
a lot of jealousy.
Yeah, that's true.
Why this guy? Why not me?
Yeah.
Could be anything. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll find out. But.
Yeah, well, they got one of the guys, but I guess they're still looking for another one. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
This is all courtesy of my brother because he was watching the news and he, you know, we were talking about it, so I'm getting it secondhand, thirdhand. But it threw me, you know. I'm not a big, I'm not a big fan of the idea of traveling as an American to places where English is not the first language.
I do it all. Well, not all the time.
I feel
enough.
Insecure, you know.
Yeah, you probably should. But, you know, it used to be you stayed on the resorts.
Yeah.
You were safe. They said, oh, just don't leave the resort. But now, I guess in the Dominican Republic, in one of these resorts, is it like six Americans have died?
I don't know. Let me tell you, take
like
a
that.
Look. But it's startling.
They're getting like poisoned or something.
Yeah.
Never been to the Dominican Republic, and now I don't need to go.
I don't have any feel like I need to go.
We can't go to Cuba anymore.
Oh.
Did you hear about that?
No. When did
Trump
that happen?
Trump administration ended that this week, or last week.
I missed that.
Yes.
What was the reason given, or was there?
Just tightening the screws on Cuba. You know, he's always taking a tougher stance on them, and, you know, they were in Venezuela.
But so was
Russia, and Russia almost rammed our fucking ship. And he doesn't say shit about that.
No, of course not, because, you know.
That's why I can't take him seriously. You know, There's something he said, whether you agree with it or not, like, America's not going to get pushed around, which was what he ran on.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. You know what I mean? You can go, yeah, that down too, and we've been pushed around too long. You know, maybe people believe that. You go, all right, fine. We're not going to get pushed around. That's what this guy's going to be. But that's not the case. We're not going to get pushed around by certain countries. Other countries are going to eat our fucking lunch.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, we're not going to say shit to them.
No.
So that's why I can't take it seriously.
No, I can't either.
I don't take him seriously.
At all.
We were having a conversation before before the show at Andiamo. I was sitting with a couple Trump supporters, and one of them goes, oh, you know, say this for him, but, you know, we're certainly a lot safer now. And I listed off a whole bunch of reasons. I go, we're not safer. Here. And I list a bunch of things. He goes, maybe you should tell the Democrats to run. I go. Trust me. If I was them, I would fucking eviscerate this guy.
Right.
I mean, what they're doing, I don't know. That's their fucking problem. I said the best thing the Republicans have going for them is they're running against Democrats.
Yeah.
Because the Democrats are fucking completely inept.
Yeah.
But
it's really scary.
Oh yeah. But here's what I do like. It's very interesting now. I'm starting to see the Trump supporters go, oh, he's definitely going to get reelected, which is like, I'm like, fine, because all the Democrats thought Hillary was going to get reelected, and they didn't come out to vote.
Yeah.
They were fucking cocky with that shit.
Yeah, they were.
You know, I thought she was going to win. I didn't take it for granted. I mean, I was out of the country, but I still voted ahead of time, which I'd never done before.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take it for granted. But you know what? Let the Trump supporter feel fucking confident, cocky, that it's going to be a cakewalk. He's definitely – and you know what? Incumbents often do get reelected.
Let's stay home and have barbecues. I would be really happy.
Listen, I'm not going to tell him not to. I just go, wow, nobody fucking learns shit.
No.
I mean, Hillary could not have been more fucking cocky.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, Hillary's going to win. I saw people, like, betting fucking face tattoos and shit. Somebody wanted to bet me. I'm like, no.
No.
They're like, well, you don't think she's going to win? I go, I think she's going to win. I don't know she's going to win. I go, anything can happen. This is America.
Yeah, it's like, why do I want to bet on it? We'll see.
Exactly.
But I mean, it's really too early, and there's really too. One of the things that I was, you know, some talking head was saying, and I'm like, yeah, I agree with that. Oh, it was probably The Daily Show that it.
Where we go for all of our punditry.
Well, you know, I mean, the thing is that there's so many people in the race that they're, you know, kind of spreading out. Well, there was recently, I don't know if it was a debate or if it was just the
there have been no debates yet.
Yeah, and so they each had 5 minutes to say something.
They were in Iowa. They were in Iowa this weekend.
They each had 5 minutes to say something, and all it was like, you know, like little bites.
Yeah.
Little radio bites, and they try to come up with slogans.
That's what we're going to see in the debates, unfortunately.
Yeah, nothing.
But there are some, whether you agree with their positions or not, there are certainly some Democrats out there that have different takes on things.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'd like to see them get pushed on, mm-hmm. challenged. I'd like to see them go on Fox News and have the town halls. I've said that before.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the pushback because that'll just make them better. And if what they're saying is complete bullshit, that's fine too. Then I can eliminate them.
Right.
You know,
right.
I want to be able to make an educated decision, and I want whoever emerges from the scrum of Democrats to fucking be ready to go.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I'm at this point, the Democrats could roll a turd up there.
Yeah.
I'm voting for that turd over, which is not always the case for me.
No,
if our government's actually running properly and like they're actually trying to work together, both sides, and you know they actually have ideas and it's competing ideas, then I will listen to both.
Right,
and you know I will make what I think is a good decision. Now, normally, to be honest, that usually goes on the left, but not always. But I will certainly listen.
Yes.
But now, in my mind, the right, it's not really a party of an idea. It's a cult of personality.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that conservatism, which is what the Republican Party used to be, is a thing of the past.
Right.
Because you hear me saying all this time, I go, if you're a conservative, you don't like Trump. Because it's not conservative. He's not a fucking conservative.
He's not.
You just like the guy in the R in the uniform. And, yeah. and they don't want to hear it. I go, but that's the reality of it.
That's really what it is. If you take piece by piece what his I can't even say policies with a straight face.
No, it's just what his actions
are.
Right. I mean, it's not conservatism. Like I could have arguments before of why I don't think conservatism is correct. And you could have that conversation. Well, here are the good things, here are the bad things, blah, 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 blah. We're not there anymore. It's a cult of personality.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this. I think for a lot of people, this show is getting old. And I mean, it's the same thing in sports. In sports, what happens is you'll have like a laid back manager or coach,
okay,
like Joe Torre, very laid back,
yeah,
subdued. And then what happens is you have somebody like a Joe Girardi,
mm-hmm,
who's very – and this is a bad example because Joe Girardi wasn't that bad. But you'll have somebody who's very in your face.
Right.
Stick to the rules, very loud, aggressive.
Yeah.
And it works for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And then the team starts to tune him out.
Yeah.
So then they'll go back to something more laid
back.
More
laid back, right.
Trump is on – you know, if we're going 1 to 10, Trump is on 15 all the fucking time.
Yeah.
You can't sustain it. The whole nickname thing – except for his most hardcore fan. It's not even cute anymore. It's just like, you just roll your eyes.
You do.
And I saw that. I saw this.
Nervous Nancy. Oh, please.
I saw this stat where he, like, his the likes and the retweets and responses to his tweets are way down. People just tune him out now.
They're sick of it.
It's not even the people that like him that just want him to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And so those people are still going to vote for him, though.
Right.
But the people in the middle are just like, I'm fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
I talk about it all the time. I liked when you had a president left, right, or center. You go, haven't heard from the president in a week. Wonder what he's up to.
I know. It's like, oh, he's at Camp David? Oh, okay, that's fine. That's why
you know,
it's
when
quiet,
they would just
you
go
know.
Away.
They would and just go and do things.
Do presidenty things.
Yeah.
It wasn't so fucking intrusive.
They would work.
Yeah, you know.
They would actually do the work that they're assigned.
Do the work and you would just get reports of, well, this is what's happened, and you wouldn't get this constant commentary on nonsense and constant name-calling and bullshit. I mean, I think for the average person, it's too much.
It is too much. It's just, you know, Trump fatigue.
Right. You know? And I think, and I don't think he has a different move. I think this is it.
Yeah.
I think this is it. I don't think he has another go-to. I don't think he goes like, all right, well, you know what? I see how this is going. It's time to buckle down and really fucking get in there and learn some policy. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to show that I'm not going to just say I prepare more than everybody. I'm going to show I'm more prepared. He doesn't have that.
It would be amazing.
He doesn't have that.
You know who I really like? Elizabeth Warren.
How long have I been on Elizabeth Warren's dick?
I know. I really like
But her. I do worry a couple things. First of all, most people do not want to hear policy.
No,
they don't. No, they don't. I like to hear policy.
I want to know.
But a lot of people don't. And I worry going up against somebody like Donald Trump that he can unnerve her because he's unnerved her in the past.
Yeah, yeah. And the whole thing.
She'd be a hell of a vice president.
Tremendous.
And I like Elizabeth Warren. I mean, I think she'd be a good president, too. I think she would. I said it before. I think she would do a lot of good for the middle class because that's what she's fought for her whole life.
Her whole life. But do you think are you saying that maybe she's like a little too dry, too nerdy? Like,
yeah. Yeah. I don't think I mean, she connects better than Hillary Clinton did.
Yes. Because Hillary had the smug.
And she had 30 years of fucking bad press, too.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think
the worst they can throw at Warren is that she thought that she had Native American blood and she didn't. I thought I did, too.
But here's the thing. We've already seen that she could be unnerved, and Joe likes to point out the awful beer drinking rollout, which
yeah.
Listen, trust me. It's
That was my second point. That's the worst thing we can throw at her.
But it's worthy to make fun of, but you move on. But,
yeah.
But I'm afraid we would see more of that, although she's getting better.
Yeah, she is.
But then I look at somebody like, you know, just the females, for instance. Kamala Harris,
mm-hmm.
She's so much fucking smarter than him.
She's so much smarter.
And I think Elizabeth Warren is too, but I think there's something about Kamala Harris where, like, she'll fucking fillet you.
Yes.
And you'll still fucking see it. Where, like, I think she's got a little bit more panache.
Yeah.
Stagecraft.
Yes.
I don't think she's going to get thrown.
She's a little...
Because she's a prosecutor.
I don't want to use the word theatrical.
No, she's not theatrical.
No, but she does have that charisma.
Yes.
That
And she's
Warren
also a little easier on the eyes. Speaking of easy on the eyes, hello, Joe.
Hey.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Yeah, like I think a Harris would do better in a bit. I think an Amy Klobuchar, but Amy Klobuchar doesn't have the panache. But I like the fact that Amy Klobuchar's like, fuck you, I'm not eating my salad with a comb. I think that's where we are in this country. We need a little bit of that not so nice. Because that's where we are, because nice doesn't work.
Nice doesn't work.
Barack was nice.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren's nice. Trump's not fucking nice.
I don't know. Maybe we're just so sick of, like, brutal all the time that nice would work. You know, it's like, you know, the pendulum has to swing back to...
It has to be nice but tough, which is why I think a Kamala Harris would do well.
Yeah.
What do you think about a Biden? What do you think about Biden's chances?
I don't like
Listen, I said I went on record. I said the Democrats could roll out a turd, and I'll vote for them at this point, which isn't always the case. If Biden is the candidate, I will vote for him. He's not my choice. I'm tired of seeing old motherfuckers running this shit. I didn't want to see Trump. I mean, I did want to see Bernie, but he's an old motherfucker. I don't want to see him this time. I wasn't thrilled to see Hillary. But last time we were just given three old motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this old shit. I hated W, but at least it was somebody younger. Barack. Yeah. I like the fact that these people are going to see their kids and their grandkids, and they need to worry about the future. Now, I don't necessarily have to agree with their decisions, but I know they're invested in the future.
Right.
When you got Donald Trump going, this Prince Charles, it's so amazing. He's worried about the future. When he's talking about like global war, he's like, no, motherfucker, you're supposed to be too. I don't have to agree with your choices for the future, but you shouldn't think it's kind of cute.
Charming that he's worried about the world.
Charming's the word. No, I want my fucking president to worry. Again, I don't have to agree with them, but I'd like to think, well, at least he's concerned.
He looked around at his spawn and he was like, I don't care.
Iraq was an awful war. I was against it the whole time.
Yes.
But I can make the argument that George W. Bush invaded Iraq because he was worried about the future of the world. He was worried about Saddam Hussein getting nuclear weapons and what that would do to the future journey. I could make that intellectual argument if I wanted to.
I understand what you're saying. Okay.
I can't make that with Trump.
No.
So that's why I said the Democrats could roll out a fucking turd at this point, which they're probably going to do.
they're leaning too radically left. They're going to lose.
I don't think so.
This is what I was talking before. The confidence.
Yeah, I know. But no, I don't think so.
No, I don't. Listen, I think there are certain candidates better than other candidates. There's never been a more radical right president than this president right now, which is funny because he was a Democrat for years.
I know.
But he's playing to his ultra-right base. So you could say that it'll go to left. No, not necessarily true. Doesn't matter. Now, Biden's playing for the center, although he's flip-floppy. Listen, Biden's not a very good candidate.
Well, Biden is also trying to play towards the far left, and it's not going to work.
Well, they all do that in the primaries,
yeah,
though.
But the problem is like he's a center, and he's out of step with that radical left. You can't go there.
He's just out of step.
He's out
of step. He's like Trump. Let's look to the past. And what I'm saying is, and I'm not fucking young, but what I'm saying, there's a lot of people, and I think this is in the center and the right too. We want to look to the future. That's why the whole Make America Great thing was – when you say Make America Great thing, you're talking about the 50s, which was not great for a lot of people. That aside, we had a 90% federal income fucking tax. Nobody wants to go back to that shit.
No.
But that's what you're looking at. The whole thing's a fucking myth. So that's why when I listen to this guy like Yang, who I had not paid much attention to –
How about Ying?
Thank you. Anyway, who I'm not
probably had a different opinion.
But
it was completely the opposite.
But you listen to a Yang, and he's got a completely different idea. Where like you give everybody his idea, and we're not going to debate whether it's good or not. Is you give everybody $1,000 a month, and the argument is it trickles up. That's his argument. Now listen, that's why I said I'd like to see this guy go on Fox News on a town hall, and I'd like to see him get pushback on that. But whatever, it's a completely different way of thinking. I like that. Where we have Elizabeth Warren, where she's got this fraction, like the 2-cent tax on anybody over like $100 million, whatever it is, and pays for all that stuff. You could argue whether you like the idea or don't like it. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different.
Yeah.
It's different.
Let's come up with a solution for our problems.
Exactly. And that's why I want to see these people get tested.
Yeah.
I want to see them go on a Fox News and get the fucking pushback. And I want to see them stand up. And I want to see if what they say makes sense.
Yeah.
Or if it just fucking eviscerates. Well, now write that shit off.
Right.
That's why I want to see that.
Because I'm not an economist. I don't know if some of these things make sense
or not.
But
I don't want Biden going, remember how I was Barack's vice president? We've been there. We've done that.
Yeah, he can't run on that.
Well, that's what he is running on.
It's useless.
And it's a problem that he's not being as aggressive.
Today he's making a speech anti-Trump.
But over the weekend, I think all the candidates were out in Indiana or
Iowa.
And he wasn't out there. Now, it's going to be the same
today thing. Today he's in Iowa.
Right. But I, you know, for him, I hope he's learned the mistakes of Hillary, where you can't just sit and take things for granted.
Right.
I'm sure he is not.
Yeah.
Biden has never run a good presidential candidate.
No.
Listen, if Biden's going to win because they're doing polls in places like Michigan and Wisconsin and like the states that Trump won on, beat Hillary. Biden is outperforming Donald Trump, but we're a long way from that. I would like to see the Democrats have somebody fucking new. It doesn't have to be radically left, but I've always liked intelligent people.
Yes,
I'm tired of fucking. Listen, Biden will be 80 at the end of 4 years. If
we
he
need
wins.
De Blasio.
No, we don't need de Blasio. Nobody needs de Blasio.
He's got 0%. Come back and run the damn city.
So you're tied with him. You're tied with de Blasio. Good job.
First I know to sit and run things.
Yeah. Outside he's running, but whatever.
No, I don't go to other plumbing houses and not be at the day program. I know I got to be at the day program and run shit there.
He's taking up space. He's taking up space.
Yeah.
Nobody need. Listen, I could be wrong, but I think there are people that are better qualified.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get popular in your own fucking Democratic city first. It's a liberal fucking city, and you win because it's all liberals. But even liberals aren't fucking thrilled with you. Whether it's right or wrong, just get fucking popular.
Yeah, really.
I mean, at least Bloomberg was popular for 2 out of his 3 fucking terms.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It's a results thing. I mean, Bloomberg did a great job.
Until he started worrying about soda.
Yeah. Until he started being a nana. Yeah, I know. But besides worrying about soda.
Before he turned into nana.
Yeah, but toward nana.
He was the best mayor they had since Koch.
You know?
He was
popular. That's a good point, yeah.
He was the most popular mayor since Koch. People said, Giuliani isn't popular. Yeah, he did. Thank God for 9/11 for his approval ratings.
Because
up until that point, everybody fucking hated Giuliani.
Well, because Giuliani was trying to get more quality of life, get to squeeze you guys off the streets, clean up the city, which he did a very good job of doing.
He did, but he was also a fucking nag. Listen, I'm not saying he was bad or one thing or the other, but people didn't like Giuliani. I'm just saying get popular.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. So the people I like Buttigieg. I want to see how he does. I want him to be tested on his policies. They're saying he has trouble with African Americans, so he's got a
really.
They're saying he's good, but you know, I can't. Is he going to have more trouble than Donald Trump's going to have with African Americans? I don't know.
I don't know.
But the thing is, African Americans are a much bigger part of the Democratic Party than they are. So we'll see. But yeah, I mean, I want to see somebody. I'd love to see somebody under 50.
And
it's not that I'm an ageist.
No.
But just at least Bernie's looking forward.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Biden is looking back to Obama. Trump is looking back to the 1950s. None of that shit appeals to me.
No.
And I love the Obama years.
Yeah, I mean, I really love Bernie, but it's like unless
we got better this time.
But
it was Bernie last time was Bernie versus Hillary. Those were the choices. I don't really want.
And
Hillary.
They railroaded, and the Democratic Party railroaded Bernie.
I know they did.
They did.
They played
still lost.
Totally dirty.
Well, they didn't railroad Trump. The Russians railroaded her. The Russians said, "We'll see you railroading Bernie, and we'll fucking raise you a Donald Trump in office."
Absolutely.
It was the whole thing was fucked up last time.
Oh, totally.
The whole thing was fucked up.
Totally.
But the thing is, we can all have that conversation, I think, and say that it was some shenanigans all over the place.
God, everybody.
Unfortunately, our president can't. Unfortunately, everybody tells him that Russia wanted him to win. Now, he doesn't have to say they're the reason.
No.
He never had to say they're the reason. But he goes, they interfered, and I'm going to get them. That's what he should have fucking said. Then he would get the Democrats to go, all right, he's on board with this
shit.
And
are we doing anything to safeguard that it's not going to happen in
Absolutely
2020?
Not.
We're
which,
not.
Which is one of the things I pointed out to the Trump supporter when he said we were safeguarding. Well, no, we're not.
We're not.
We should be doing more.
It's like this is a huge, this is an attack. And, on our country.
And Donald Trump makes the mistake thinking that they want him now, who's to say they want him in 2020?
Exactly.
There's no fucking guarantee.
Well, the way the economy's going and the way business is going, could be.
No, I'm talking about the Russians.
Oh, the Russians? I don't think the Russians played a big role in it. Come on. I mean,
they played a role.
Not a role that it was going to fry. You had Hillary Clinton that did not go out, that thought she was going to win.
I'm not saying Hillary didn't fuck up.
She didn't go to some key areas.
But we also had people like Walt, who's a huge Trump guy, posting the shit about Pizzagate and her having a stroke, which was from Russian bots, him fucking believing that shit. And he's not the only one. And remember, he won by 70,000 votes over three states? Or was
I
it
think
two?
So.
Or was it was Michigan and Wisconsin. It might have been Pennsylvania, too. It was very narrow margin of victory. So people believe it. Is it the reason he won? I don't know. I'm not going to say it's the reason he won.
But the fact that it did influence the election.
The fact that he won't admit it, and the fact that Russia takes a run at one of our military weapons, and he says nothing, gives people like me all the fucking fuel I need to go, not again. Not again.
Yeah.
Because, oh, he talks tough. Yeah, he talks fucking tough. Russia took a fucking run at one of our ships, which was amusing that the Russian sailors were sunbathing at the time. That amused me. Well, there's no reason to ruin a fucking good tan. But they take a run at one of our fucking ships. We still haven't heard the president say shit about that.
That's crazy.
My president to say shit about that. When another we talk tough when Iran took our soldiers hostage, mm-hmm. when under the Obama presidency.
Right.
When Iran had missiles on their ships in the Straits of Hormuz. We decided to send aircraft carriers. This just happened a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Decided to send aircraft carriers to the Gulf Coast to send a message to Iran. Meanwhile, Russia keeps on buzzing our the Alaskan coast, takes runs at our fucking ships. We know they interfered.
Yes.
With the election. Whether you believe they won it for him or not, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, but we know that there was interference.
And the fact that this guy says nothing is all the fucking fuel, all the information I need.
Yeah.
So that's why. But yes, I agree. I agree. Biden's not running a great campaign, but we got a long way to go. He's got plenty more fuck ups ahead of him. He's kind of like Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush was way ahead at this point. I mean, I remember when Donald Trump was like at 2 or 3%, and they were fucking laughing at him.
They were laughing at him like he wasn't a contender.
But the thing is, he had name recognition.
And so many people really, really believe that he was just doing it as some kind of publicity stunt to try to bring
the reports are he did it. He was doing it for that.
I know.
Listen, he didn't think he was going to win.
I don't think he's happy he did.
And he wouldn't have won if Comey didn't come out with 10 days, we're reinvestigating Hillary Clinton. Her fucking polls plummeted through the basement to the point where by election day, they were either even or within the margin of error. If Comey doesn't come out with that,
if 10 he didn't
days,
do that.
She probably does win, despite all the fuck-ups that she had in her campaign, despite not going to Wisconsin. And the smugness. Despite telling the West Virginia miners the right message, but being usual Hillary and inartful in doing it.
Right.
Despite all that.
The funny thing is, despite, but you have all this bulldozer load of
Yes!
Again.
Yes! Yeah. Yes!
No, well, he's not saying that he's in favor of that. It's like,
understand that, but there was just so,
Right,
so
but
I
think
it's a cavalcade of stuff.
I think Russia's part of that cavalcade.
And you went out, and a lot of people that truck drivers and entertainers that travel the road, you either musicians or comics, they're going out into all these states, and they're not seeing one Hillary, a few Hillary signs, which was an indication.
Well,
that
she wins.
The
Democrats win
there.
The cities.
Right.
I mean, most truck drivers aren't in the cities.
But
they're
the rest of the country, it did not. We're located in a metropolitan area, but you go out past that, and a lot of people were not for her. Plus, there were a silent majority that's, I don't know about Trump, but when they go into the voting booth,
be honest, they were not silent and they were not a majority. They were in the states for electoral colleges, but she got 3 million more votes, and I've never met a Trump fan who's fucking silent.
Well,
not one.
3 million votes due to all the California
and Trump gets Texas,
Georgia,
which is the second biggest state.
Yeah.
Whatever. But the point is, it's not silent. It's not a majority, but they won. That's fine. Those are the rules. Mm-hmm. I haven't been thrilled with the electoral college for years now, but them's the rules. The rules going in. You can't change them mid-fucking stream. Yeah. Hillary knew the same rules as everybody else.
Right. It's like, well, I don't like those rules now that it might affect the person that I like.
Not going to Wisconsin. There's no excuse for not going to Wisconsin.
No.
Would that have made her win? Who the fuck knows?
Who knows?
But at least you check it off the list.
You just do it. You have to do it. Do it.
But whatever. But I feel good this early about the Democratic candidates.
Yeah.
I feel very good about them. But we'll see.
We'll see.
And everybody runs to the left or the right during the primary, and then when it's go time, except for Trump, they run to the center. Trump's the only president who as a president did not try to go to the center. Trump is the only president we've had in modern history that has played to his base and has not tried to branch it out.
Which
is why he stays between 38 and 44% approval. That's his base.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they like him more, sometimes they like him less. But that's his core.
Well, there's always something new going on every day. So
that's his core. Those people are ride or die.
Mm-hmm.
So they really, as always, it falls into what the independents are going to do. And if they go too far left, Joe might have a point. Maybe they won't go with it. That's why people want Biden to win.
That's the thing. The Democratic Party has gotten very radically left.
Yeah, but the Republican Party is very radically right. They're Republican. Yeah. Yes, they're
not as. But the thing about it.
Really? Have you checked the abortion rules?
I understand that. But the left is running so much towards socialism, extreme socialism, that it's very concerning.
Well, we've talked about this before. Trump's
not
a socialist.
Everybody.
Trump's a socialist, too.
But I mean socialist in so many different ways. Where you know, Trump is, you have your social programs, but sometimes the social programs.
No, he tells me, he tweets about boycotting an American company, which employs over 200,000 Americans. That's not fucking capitalism, my friend.
What company is that?
AT&T.
And why did he say that?
Because they own CNN. So he said, boycott AT&T. That's a listen, he doesn't have to like CNN, but that's an American fucking company.
It's the American president saying, boycott this major
company.
And
he shit on Harley Davidson. When Harley Davidson said they're pulling, you don't do that. Yeah. But whatever. I didn't really want to get into a whole political thing. And now we don't have to, because we have funnier things that we can be doing, which is what we will do. All right. On the break, you're going to hear new music from Lags with Zero and Tony.